Okay, guys, so here is your forecast. We begin the week, obviously, with Monday, December 13th. On Monday, December 13th, Mars, the planet of action, goes from its profound depths of Scorpio and into the sign of Sagittarius. By nature, Mars is a fire energy. It loves to move, it loves to do, it loves to be impulsive, it loves to just go, go, go without any mind of anything else. In Sagittarius, which is also a fire sign, also fire energy, lovely energy. So I love this because Mars in Sagittarius is going to allow us to step out of the profound depths of ourselves that we've been really, really into the last couple of weeks and kind of give us a breath of fresh air. I would highly suggest that you use this Mars in Sagittarius energy, you know, for focusing on yourself, working out, going for runs, going for walks. Definitely use it to get your Christmas shopping done if that's what you want. Just remember that if we're experiencing a Mars in Sagittarius, so is everyone else. So everyone's going to want to do all the things really quickly. The beautiful thing about Sagittarius is that by nature, it's a really optimistic sign. Be happy about the things you get to do. Be happy that your body gets to move. Use the energy to really propel something forward. Look, this is a week in which we're going to experience the full moon in Gemini on the 18th. So if there are things that you want to get done before the end of the year, this is Mars in Sagittarius is a lovely energy to take advantage of, especially this week. One more thing, Mars will remain in Sagittarius till January 24th, okay? So wherever Sagittarius is in your chart, understand that there's going to be a lot of action in that between now and the 24th of January. Also, on December 13th, Mercury, the planet of communication and cognitive thought and ideas, is going to enter the sign of Capricorn and will remain there till January 1st. Mercury is important because Mercury rules the sign of Gemini. And later this week, we are going to have a full moon in Gemini. So how does all of this tie in together? With a full moon in Gemini, with a full moon in general, we are very sensitive, very emotional, very expressive. With Gemini, multiply that by 10, okay? So what is Mercury and Capricorn telling us? Look, at this point, we are meant to communicate with ourselves and with others from a very honest place, from a place that doesn't use too many words, from a place that is just trying to make things clear. Be clear about it. Walk your talk, say what you mean what you say. And I think that a lot of us are going to be expecting that from others as well. Look, if you've experienced some kind of hardship in the last couple of weeks, especially in relationships, this Mercury in Capricorn is kind of a lifesaver. It really puts you in the state of mind of, okay, this happened. There may be things I need to still process of that, but I'm not going to allow it to dwell my life. I am not going to allow it to continue keeping me down. I honor everything I feel. I honor myself. I will seek safe space to process, but I have stuff to do. I have a life. I have dreams to dream, okay? And I think you know this of me right now, but I have to clarify, this isn't by any means letting you know to rush your process if you are genuinely feeling something heavy, not at all. But what I'm saying is that Mercury in Capricorn will give us this like pick me up. Things will get very clear. And so I love that. Now, look, guys, December 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th, there is not much going on other than the moon transiting Taurus and Gemini. So here's what I'll tell you about that. The moon will be in Taurus December 14th through the 16th. When the moon is in Taurus, we want to eat all the sweets. We want to be super comfy. We want to treat ourselves. So if you are shopping, if you are shopping for others or yourself this week with the moon in Taurus, we might want to be a little luxurious. look, you do what you will with your money. Just be mindful. Be mindful, especially because Venus is going to go retrograde, that if you love something this week, you might not love it next month. Venus, which rules the sign of Taurus, whenever Venus goes retrograde, we change our minds a lot about what we like and don't like, especially when it comes to aesthetics, when it comes to beauty treatments, when it comes to dyeing our hair, when it comes to buying clothes and all of the stuff that has to do with Venusian themes. If you want to treat yourself and it's like a $1,500 bag, just if you can wait a little bit and see if this is how you feel next month, then by all means, I highly suggest it. Okay. Now, come the 17th and the 18th, obviously the moon will be transiting Gemini. What I'm going to say about that is that, again, a full moon is a time in which we want to express all the things that have been harboring inside of us. And Gemini is the sign of communication. So we're going to want to talk, all of the things. By all means, express yourself if you feel that that's healing and helpful to you. But look, this full moon in Gemini is a light sign. The entire chart of that full moon, doesn't feel heavy. It feels like we're ready to just kind of move on to a new phase of our lives. We are moving into a new phase of our lives with grace and compassion. And Gemini is just this acknowledgement of looking back and being like, holy shit, I've been through some stuff this year. and I'm glad that I went through it. I acknowledge it, but let's move forward. Let's get to the next phase, right? And perhaps something that you want to mull over is what I mentioned in the previous recording. Can we continue functioning from this very authentic place of ourselves? And it's not about it looking pretty or not. It's just about, man, I know myself more than I have in a while. It doesn't mean I haven't figured it out. Don't fall into that trap either, because life is life. And once we've overcome a hurdle, another one comes. It doesn't mean that it has to be awful. It's just life. But we are in touch with a part of ourselves that we haven't been in touch with before. So what does that mean? That whatever the next phase of our life looks like, we now know that we have this authentic place to come back to. So if there's anything that this full moon in Gemini can manifest for you, have you come to a conclusion of, is that there is this much more authentic place inside of you that feels much more grounded, that feels much more real and compassionate, and that you can always, always, always come back to that space. Okay. So on December 18th, we also have Chiron moving direct. Okay. Little Astro 101. Chiron, the wounded healer. It represents a karmic wound that we all come with. We all have a Chiron in our natal chart that we deal with, right? So transiting Chiron in Aries, the collective wound that we're all dealing with is the pain that comes with being ourselves, the pain that comes with the courage of choosing ourselves first, right? Aries is the principle. Its gift to the rest of us is to remind us that there is absolutely nothing wrong with choosing ourselves first. And that in the world that we're living in today, that it's actually courageous to choose ourselves first, okay? So Chiron has been retrograde for the last 5 months. Think about how much you've had to really go within yourself and be courageous to choose yourself and be courageous to continue choosing yourself, even when you see parts of yourself that you thought you had gotten over, that were not pleasant to look at. Here's Chiron on the day of the full moon in Gemini, of acknowledging where we are now, moving direct and saying, great, you overcame that. And here you are, knowing that you're a human being with flaws and that we all are, and that we still get to choose ourselves first, and that we still get to courageously go after our dreams. Again, from an authentic place, because another aspect of Aries energy, it's that it's very honest and very direct. So can we be honest and direct with ourselves about where we are? And if we're not where we are, why are we not there yet? What does it mean? What is the conditioning behind it? Are we really going based on our belief systems or someone else's belief systems? It's the courage to be us, okay? And on Sunday, December 19th, we have the Sun in Sagittarius, sextile Jupiter in Aquarius. This is a lovely day. The Sun is in Sagittarius. It's vibrant. It's optimistic. It creates a lovely connection to its ruler, Jupiter. But Jupiter is in Aquarius, currently making its way out. And it's going to get into Pisces at the end of the month. So this is a lovely time to get together with friends, with family. This is a lovely time to just celebrate being alive. It's a celebratory aspect. It's really lovely energy. Use it to your advantage. Use it to connect with things that bring you joy, that make you feel expansive. And also, on the 19th, it's when Venus actually starts her retrograde phase. Venus will retrograde from 26 degrees Capricorn all the way back to 11 degrees Capricorn. So, what does that mean? Keep in mind that anything regarding relationships, relationship to ourselves, what we like, what we don't like, our values, all of that, anything that's coming up for us right now will come to revision, especially in the month of January. So remain open, come back to that authentic place of self. You know what it feels like, you know who you are, and allow this to unfold. This is just the cosmos kind of clearing off that little bit that's left of this Capricorn part of our chart, because this is all happening in Capricorn. So there is still a little bit of us that still perhaps feels like we have to meet the status quo in some way, that feels that relationships need to be a certain way, that feels that we have to be a certain way in relationships. Can we just show up to life and be ourselves and be our authentic selves and dance the dance of life? These are big questions that again will unfold over the following 40 to 50 days. And so that's it for this week. Continue with the momentum of whatever it is that you're working on. Enjoy the holidays. If the holidays are a difficult time for you, please, please reach out to Safe Space Process. You are not alone. There are communities for you to be a part of. Show yourself that kind of love. You are not alone. You just have to sometimes seek. And we've all been there. And when we allow ourselves to say, I need something right now, and actually seek to give it to ourselves, our heart just bursts with joy because we're listening to it. Okay? I hope this is all helpful. Have a lovely, lovely week, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.